You've got better armor.
Yes, I do.
I actually wear, like, no armor. My armor? Let's see.
What's my armor?
Oh, yeah, I still have that old rag. Test coat rag.
Chainmail. That's it.
Chainmail?
Where's my armor?
I have none. At least you have armor.
Guys, Christian, stop bumping my thing.
I'm just wearing a, like...
My origin is, it's very complicated, and it'd probably take me as long as we have to do it. So, let's just start into the intro. Boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
Welcome back to Dads and Dragons, where today I am now your DM.
What? Then who am I?
You're Yarvin.
Oh, I'm Yarvin today.
No, he's not.
Okay.
Guys, don't listen to him.
Yarvin's going crazy.
Please tell friends to watch this or to listen to it.
All right, well, this is how we start out. Ready? Welcome back to Dads and Dragons. I'm Ryan, your DM. To my right, we have...
Alex playing Yarvin. And to my right...
Is Christian playing Dragon Keeper. And to my right is...
Colin. I'm Tiger. I'm a Dragonborn.
Woo. Even though those don't exist really in this world.
He's more like a dragon mutant.
Well, let's back up a little bit here. Ready? All right. So, Christian, your character's name is Dragon Keeper.
Yep.
And that's kind of what your job was when you were over in the Simic Guild. And you're a druid, a human druid. So why do you think Dragon Keeper got thrown in jail? Did he not like what they were doing, or did he do something wrong? Which one of those two?
I think he did something wrong.
Oh, like what? Let's think about that. So, Colin is awake, and maybe he wasn't supposed to be awake yet. Do you think maybe he woke him up out of his pod early?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yay, yeah. He saved me.
Okay.
Or did he?
And then your bosses got mad at you for doing that wrong. And you weren't supposed to wake up the Dragonborn yet. So they threw you both into a cell. And that's where Talia found you, right?
Our mom!
Talia.
And she rescued you and helped you to escape. Now, once she got out, though, she needed to go back in to get some more information. And she sent you guys to find who, Colin?
Yarvin.
He sounds like a Viking.
He does sound like a Viking. You're kind of right.
Yarvin!
And where did she say Yarvin was going to be, Christian? Do you remember?
At a arena.
At an arena, because Yarvin's a gladiator. He fights there. So, you guys are headed through the streets of Ravnica. Now, Tiger doesn't know where he's going. And he knows that he stands out. It's very early in the morning. There's not a lot of people out on the streets right now. But Dragon Keeper, you've been out in the streets before and you know where the arena is at. So you know that you need to head a little bit to the north and to the west to get to the arena. But your first order of business is probably to find some way to hide Tiger so that people don't see him and freak out that there's a Dragonborn walking around. What is your guys' plan to do that?
Get a cloak. With a hood, put it on, and find some boots.
Oh, and some boots, because you're barefoot, too. Okay.
Hi.
All right, I need both of you to make a perception check. So look on your list of skills. So you're going to roll a 20-sided dice and add the bonus there, and tell me the number that you get.
Wait, what does perception...
I'm going to be seen instantly. Shh. I got free.
Wait, can I roll twice?
Go ahead. No, just once.
10.
A 10 plus what?
5.
Five.
That makes 10. What?
15.
Perfect. Okay.
3 plus 0 is 3.
So let's start with the 3 plus 0. That's very low. Perception means looking around and seeing things, finding things. Like when mom tells you to go find something in the pantry and says, go find the sugar in the pantry. Well, if you roll a 3, that means you look all over the place and you don't see it anywhere. So Tiger is pretty distracted by all the big things that he sees out here. He doesn't know what to think. He's looking around and can't focus on any one thing. But Dragon Keeper, you rolled a 15, which means that you are pretty perceptive and you see a store up ahead. And inside the store is a bunch of, it's a clothing store. Unfortunately, it's locked because it's so early in the morning. Now, what do you think you would do? Inside, you can see that there are some cloaks hanging up on a rack.
I think I would try to sneak inside.
Okay. All right, great. That's good to know. I'm interested to see if you would think that, you know, would you obey the law and not break into a store, or do you think this is an emergency and you'd break in, or what exactly? So you think that this is an emergency, is that why? Yeah, you're in a big hurry. And people are going to come after you too, huh? Okay, so I need you to roll another check. And this time I need you to break in. You need to make a strength check or a dexterity check to try and pick the lock or something. But you guys don't have any lock picking tools, do you? You're going to have to try and break it. Your fin claw nail? Okay. So you need to make a strength check to try and break the door open. Or you could transform into something small and try and sneak in. What do you want to do?
Like the strength?
Okay, that's right up at the very top.
Do you want to transform? Because you could transform into something like...
It's in the top left, and it says strength, and it'll say like plus 2 or something. All right, so Colin can help you to break down the door or break in a window, because you're looking in a window, and then you would roll 2 times and take the highest number. Or, like I said, you can try and sneak in. To break in would be faster, but sneaking in would be less chance that people would notice you. Which one do you think you want to do?
Sneak in.
Okay. To sneak in, you need to transform into something small. Because you're a druid, you can do that, right?
I'll hide in an owly way.
Okay, so you hide on the side of the building. And Christian, you transform into what?
A squirrel.
A squirrel?
A squirrel wouldn't fit. Like under the door.
Well.
Oh.
Oh, if you want to go like under the door, maybe a mouse.
Or like a
squirrel, you could climb up to the top floor and maybe try and find some way in from up top or something.
A mouse.
Okay, a mouse. Got it. So you guys head over to the side of the building and quietly hide over there. And Dragon Keeper says, what do you say to Tiger?
Stay put.
Okay, great. You say, stay put, and you transform into a little tiny mouse. As a little mouse, you can crawl around to the front of the building and underneath the door. And suddenly you're inside this little clothing store. And you're looking around, you see lots of cloaks and jackets and suits and things. It's a very nice clothing store for like suits and things.
Does it have any boots?
Yes, they would probably have some shoes on the back wall. Let's say there's a big shelf with shoes all over on the back wall and a rack with cloaks and stuff.
Good.
Okay.
So tell me what you would do to get one of those and then to get back outside. Now that you're inside, what can you do?
I would probably transform back into a human druid.
Okay.
Grab a cloak and then turn back into a mouse and then go back through the door.
Or you could like...
I need some boots too.
You could like unlock it and go out and then unlock it, because cloak would probably be hard to fit under like a door or something.
Okay.
And so would boots.
That's true. You can only wild shape twice before you have to rest again.
So you might want to save it up.
Okay. So I'll only use it once to get inside.
Okay. And then you said you transform back into a human druid.
Yeah. And then I unlock it, take the boots and the cloak, open it, lock it, and then close it so it's locked.
Got it. Okay.
And then, yeah.
So it looks like you've never been there. All right. I need you to make a stealth check. Just roll a d20 and add your dexterity to it. Just to see how quiet you're being.
Stealth?
Yep.
I got a 17 plus 2.
Oh, wow. So you're very quiet. You know that there's probably somebody sleeping in the back. And so you are super quiet. And you even think about when you're leaving, you grab the little bell that's above the door and you hold it so that it doesn't make a noise when you open up the door. That was very smart. All right. In moments, you see Dragon Keeper come back around the side of the building and he has a cloak and some boots for you.
I run to him, put on the boots and cloak, and say, wow, my feet were actually fine, even though there are sharp stones on the ground.
Oh, good. Interesting.
Wait, but which one do you put on first?
It doesn't matter. Okay.
I put on the cloak.
Okay.
I mean, fair enough.
Because most people don't look down at people's shoes. So I'd put on the cloak first, then the boots.
All right. Now you have to kind of shove your feet into there. They're pretty tight fit.
Good, I got them on.
So it feels kind of uncomfortable, but you guys are ready to go. All right, I want you to make 2 stealth checks each as you walk over to the arena.
Stealth?
Yep. And what you're doing is you're trying to be sneaky, but also trying to look like you're not sneaking.
Plus, is that weird? One.
You're looking out for people who are staring at you and trying to be as...
Nonchalant.
As nonchalant. That's a good word. As anonymous as possible. That's so people don't notice you. You're trying to look as normal as possible. Okay, go ahead and roll.
20. Yep. 20.
I actually got 19. I was just thinking really hard about it, and I got N plus 1. 20!
Nice. Okay.
18 plus 2.
Oh, wow. All right. You guys just walk normally, and I'll give you a little bit of bonus. As you're walking, you notice that as you get away from the big building that you were in before, you hear lots of sounds like they're waking up around there, and maybe like you hear guards calling out and yelling to keep an eye out for things, but you guys are able to slip away. In about 30 minutes, you stand outside a big Colosseum.
Colosseum.
Which is a big arena for fighting, yes. Or so you're there early doing your training for the day.
I mean, yeah.
Before your fights.
They have some good workout spots and food. Well, after you work out.
Yeah, so you can get your breakfast there.
When you go to the Coliseum, it's kind of like
a soccer stadium.
A hotel. Kind of.
Okay.
Besides, you know, the bone-breaking,
right.
Violent stuff that's going on. But usually I get through it.
Okay.
Usually.
So they've got a good training yard and food for all the gladiators there.
And I ask this Minotaur, which is training outside, hey, have you seen a person named Yarvin?
Why do you want to know Yarvin? Why do you want to see Yarvin?
Because we've got a special letter for him. And
from who?
Talia.
Talia.
Give me the note.
Smack the note into your hand.
Okay. You find a note from Talia that says, did she give you guys a note?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You find a note from Talia that says that something is going on at the Simic Combine. And she's been investigating.
Does she say like mutations and stuff?
Right.
Mutations.
She's been investigating things that might be related to the the day of the war.
The War of Spark.
Right.
As some of the residents are calling.
Mm-hmm.
Then I look at Tiger.
Yes.
And I notice he is a dragon.
Well, I take off my hood. That's more dramatic.
Okay.
Yarvin's like, that's what you expect from the Simic.
That's what you expect from the Simic. Gotcha.
Because, I mean, they're Simic.
The note also says to keep these two safe and find a way to take them to Niv-Mizzet.
Okay.
What's Niv-Mizzet?
Or Jack.
At this point, am I hearing the guards?
Not yet. Hang on.
Okay.
No, Niv-Mizzet, you know that Niv-Mizzet is a giant red dragon, and he is in charge of all of the guilds right now. He's the guild pact.
I should keep him.
You should keep him? Because you're a dragon keeper?
Dragon keeper.
He would be very interested to find out about you guys, for sure.
For sure.
Okay, so that's what the note says. You read it, and you see these two. You see that one is a dragonborn, the other is a human. And he's got some, you can tell that he's from the Simic Guild. The Simic Guild are mutants, Christian. Is there something about you that's different or special, like your eyes or your hair color or your skin? What's different about you that looks a little bit like you're combined with another animal or something? How about, let's think of an animal. Pick an animal first.
A bird.
A bird, okay. Birds have beaks and feathers and big eyes, and so what feature of a bird would you have?
Or talons.
Like you could have feathers instead of hair, or you could have bird eyes so you could see a little bit better?
Three fingers.
Three fingers that look like claws? Okay. Awesome, that's cool.
So like one of your hands or so like on one of your hands or two? Both of your hands.
Both.
Okay. All right. So you see a dragonborn who is clearly has something to do with the Simic because he looks like a human dragon. And you see this druid who has a slightly bird like appearance. He's got three fingers and anything else? Any feathers on your arms or your hair?
No.
No? Okay.
So, because of the influence of Skylar, Zophius, and Turlin, Yarvin has been using his brain more. He can find out and pretty much guesses that he has something to do with the Simic, either has a job or one of the mutants. And the Dragonborn is definitely a mutant.
Mm, for sure.
And they are on the run.
Yep. Okay. Well, they are on the run. And just as you notice that, and you guys all see this gang of goblins coming up, and you notice that they're a little bit strange. These goblins have shells grafted onto their skin like armor. So like crab armor that's on their skin.
So they have an exoskeleton?
Yeah, an exoskeleton.
Wow. And then
do they still have bones? Or like,
sure. This is more like just armor plating.
Okay.
I immediately put my hood on when I see them.
Oh, good call. Okay.
Okay.
Let's and make they're going to make a perception check, and you guys are going to make a stealth check to see if they notice you.
Stealth check.
I don't have to do it.
He's just
you don't care about being noticed. Okay.
He's just a warrior.
Go ahead.
5 plus 1, 6. Wait, my stealth?
Stealth, yep.
I'm hoping for 3 right now, because last time I was hoping for 19 and I got 19, so I'm hoping my luck is still up.
What do you got, Christian?
I got a 17 plus 2.
Okay.
19.
They also rolled a 17, but which is way higher than Tiger's roll, unfortunately. So they notice you, Tiger. And they see you quickly try and put your hood back up, but one of them points to the others, and he looks like he's the boss of the other ones. And he says, over there! And they all start running towards you, and they pull out daggers and spears.
Well, they're gonna get a taste of my daggers.
Okay, so you see these four goblins running towards the three of you. Okay. What do you do, Yarvin? Tell you what, let's do this. We're gonna go into combat. Let's roll initiative.
Initiative.
You roll your 20-sided dice again.
11 plus 1.
12.
Not so bad, eh?
Well, initiative doesn't really matter. Just decides who's going first, so.
12 for Christian. Okay.
10 plus 2.
Good job. And Yarvin?
18 plus 1, 19.
19.
Okay, 19. So me and Christian have to roll again because we both
got a 13.
Same.
Well, you guys will both go kind of the same time. So they got a 13. So Yarvin, you get to go first.
So as they're running up, I'm just going to kind of like, I'm going to try to clothesline one with my hammer while he's running up. So we just, preferably the boss.
Okay.
Try to like hit him while he's running up to him.
All right.
You're going to uppercut him with your hammer?
Oh, no, just him.
His armor class is a 19. What do you got?
I got 19.
Okay.
15 plus 4. So I'm going to hit him with my 1d8 plus 5. Twelve.
All right, got it. That's a good smack. Is this with your hammer?
Yeah.
Okay. So you just smack him. You can see that some of his crab armor cracks a little bit under the pressure. But he is not backing down. He has two scimitars, and he's going to try and attack you with both of those.
Good. Job, Alex.
First one is going to be a miss. Second one is a 16. Does that hit you?
No, sir.
Okay.
Hey, I have scimitars.
One of them is going to come after you, and he has a javelin, Christian. And he gets a 17 to hit you with his javelin. I think that's going to hit. Your armor class, I think, is a 15?
14.
15, okay.
Oh, 15. Yeah.
Did you say
14 before? How much damage does it do? 17.
Two?
It does 4 damage.
I'll just...
What's your armor class there, boss? What's your armor class, Tiger?
14.
Okay, they got a... They rolled a 10. They what have a plus 5, so they do hit you with the net.
I just like... Swipe.
You can.
All right. And actually, there's one more goblin. He's going to try and come hit you, Yarvin, since you're the biggest one. He gets an 8. Nope. So that's he gets a 13, which is a miss.
What's their strength? I'll figure it out, I guess. Well, I don't technically need it.
No.
Okay. Let's do this.
Okay.
Okay. And we are at Tiger's turn. Tiger. You are trapped in a net.
I'll use one of my daggers to cut open the net, and then the other one, I'll just, like, chuck it at the goblin, which put the net on me.
Okay.
You might want to use...
Well, you only get one attack, so go ahead and roll your strength to try and cut yourself out of the net.
Roll my strength. Wait, what if I use one of my spells, which would also get a few on the goblin?
Okay, what's...
I'll use Ray of Frost so I can just punch it on my next turn and it would break.
Or if you just try to get out of the net.
Yeah, I think you need to get out of the net first because to cast magic, you have to be able to wave your hands around.
Okay, so I'll use my daggers, then my firebolt.
Okay, so make a strength check to cut your way out of the net.
Okay.
You need to get a 12 or higher.
Okay, so my strength right now is 10, so...
Well, your strength is plus 0, so you don't have any bonus to it.
Yes, but my strength right now is 10, so...
Okay, go ahead.
1. 19!
All right, great. So you start slicing through the ropes, and you free yourself from the net.
Oh, man, I could have used that to trap them.
Enough that you can get out and cast some spells next turn. All right, Dragon Keeper, it's your turn.
Okay. I will attack a goblin with ice. No, Thorn Whip.
Thorn Whip, great.
Hit the one that I already hit, because then we can get.
Okay, so Thorn Whip is a spell, and it's just one action, so that's great. What you do is create a long vine-like whip that lashes out a 20-sided dice plus 5. Who are you going to hit? The one that's hitting you? Okay.
A 14.
A 14 hits him.
Yay.
Okay, so now you roll the d6 for the damage.
4.
4 damage, got it. So this vine suddenly grows up out of the ground right by your feet and snaps him across the face. You can see it. He gets whipped around. Yeah. Okay. And we're back to Yarvin's turn.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to pick up the guy that he whipped, chuck it at the others. Or no, the one that I already hit.
Okay, the boss, yeah.
Yeah, I got a 20.
You're going to like grapple him and try and throw him?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's going to try and oppose your grapple check. But he only gets an 11.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got a nat 20.
So you pick him up.
Yeah, pick him up.
And chuck him at who?
There's
two attacking you, one attacking Dragon Keeper.
And one trying to catch.
Throwing a net on Tiger.
The one trying to throw a net.
Well, I already got the one on me, so yeah.
Okay, all right. You toss him into him, make an attack roll with a dexterity check.
Dexterity check.
Just like you were throwing your hand axes or something.
Yeah. I got a 16.
A 16 will hit him. And then roll a d6.
Okay. Just d6?
Yep.
4.
Okay, 4 damage to each of them. Great. It's another 4. All right. And it's their turn. They did not like that.
Okay.
The other goblin that's next to you, Yarvin, is going to try and hit you. And he got a 17 and an 8.
Misses both.
Okay. The goblin boss is going to get up, and he pulls out a crossbow.
Oh, great.
Ooh, crossbow versus crossbow.
Oh, and he rolled a 19 plus 5.
Yikes. This didn't get a nat 20, and that would have been...
That would have been bad, huh?
We've got an extra.
D8.
D8.
Plus 3. Okay, 10 damage.
Okay.
You get pierced with this crossbow bolt. Junk. Colin, the goblin that threw the net on you, sees that you cut your way out. And he pulls out his daggers and he says... No, he pulls out a crossbow as well. And he says, don't move. Don't move or I'll shoot you. You're coming back with us.
I won't move. I'll shoot.
Okay. And Christian, the one that's fighting you, is trying to kill you with his dagger. Oh, he rolled a 1.
He hits
that's
the other guy.
Bad. That means that he tried to stab at you, but he trips and falls over. And now he's laying at the ground at your feet.
Wow.
So he did not do very good. Okay. Tiger, it's your turn.
I'll use a firebolt.
Great.
I will roll. Firebolt adds a plus 5.
Yes.
16. 21. Right.
That's a hit.
And it does a whole bunch of damage, doesn't it?
It rolls a d10 for damage.
Wait, so I'm supposed to roll a d10?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it the, one D10. Which goes from 0?
It goes from 00. No, it goes from 1 to 00.
1 from 1 to 00?
Yep, that was the one you just had, buddy. So 00 is a 10 on that one. Everything else is just the number it says.
20.
So 2. Oh. All right, you blast him with the fire bolts. Unfortunately, you hit one of the armor pieces, and it doesn't do too much damage to him.
But what about the rest of the fire?
Well, a fire bolt is like a fire arrow, so yeah. It's a small piece of fire. All right, Dragon Keeper, your
okay.
turn.
Okay. This time, I will use my ice knife.
Great, that's a good spell.
On Yay.
The guy that's on that guy that's at your feet.
The one that's attacking you?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
At the boss?
Yeah.
Because the guy's attacking. Great. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you make an attack again. Plus five.
Plus five. I got a 8.
An 8, unfortunately, is a miss.
Wait, do you have
ice knife goes right past him.
What would his ice knife look like?
But it does explode, which is a secondary effect of the ice knife. And so even though he smacks it out of the way, it still explodes and hits everybody right there with shards of ice. And you need to roll a 2d6 damage.
2d6.
Does that mean to me?
Just people within 5 feet. So just the other goblin and...
So the goblin that hit it and...
Colin, too. You need to make a dexterity save, Colin.
Dexterity?
Yeah, dexterity save. That's right.
And my normal dexterity is 13.
Right, but roll the die and add plus one to it.
Which one?
The 20 side.
That's a 10 side. That's a 10 side die.
I got a 6 and a 5.
A 6 and a 5. Okay, that's 11.
I got 15.
You got 15?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to take some damage. 6 and 5 is 11. That means that you take half of that damage.
I got 15.
I know, but you still take some damage as the cold ice shards kind of cut into you a little bit.
You kind of like covered.
What's half of 11?
Half of 11?
Are we rounding up or down?
Half of 11, 6.
Rounding up.
Round down.
It's, then it's 5.
5.
5.
Okay, so you take 5 damage. The other two take both 11 damage because they missed their saving throws. That means they didn't dodge out of the way good enough.
Nope. That, am I supposed to change my hit points?
Yes, so change your hit points down by do damage, 5 damage.
Down. I'm at 5.
Okay, but that takes out the leader and the goblin that was trying to throw the net onto you.
Yay.
So both of them get these ice shards that just cut into them and freeze them, and they fall down to the ground.
One more to go.
Okay, you're
He's outnumbered.
No, there's the one two. Fighting you and one that's on the ground next to Christian.
One fighting me. I'm just going to take out my warhammer.
And you still got that out, yep.
Yeah. And I'm going to like smash him into the ground.
Okay.
I will roll that, and then I get...
What's your hit?
18.
Okay, that's a hit. And how much damage?
It is 10.
Oh, he did not like that. That's enough to put him down.
Okay, just that one other guy.
Okay, the one other guy.
On me?
Sees that he is
outnumbered
now. And he's a goblin. And goblins, are they very brave?
No, sir. Well, ask Zophius.
Ask Zophius.
No, sirree.
Kind of brave.
Ish.
Ish. But he gets up and decides he's going to run away. So he starts running off.
Okay.
If he stayed, we would have killed him anyway.
Yep.
Not killed.
Yes, we are not killing Pearsons over in here.
We would have knocked
them
out.
They're evil goblins.
And you would be evil if you killed them.
Okay, so what do you guys...
So
he starts
out.
Running away. Yeah. What do you guys do now?
Loot the bodies.
They just have a couple crossbows, a torn up net, and a couple of daggers.
Use my
I will
some spears.
I see a crossbow which
I pick up the bodies and the crossbow.
I want a crossbow. One of my items is a crossbow.
Okay, grab it.
Dang.
Crossbow. I would use my ice knife on him.
Dispel again?
No, Christian, no. They're already dead. And the guy's running away. He's already running away, Christian.
You want to use ice knife on who, buddy?
The guy that's running away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's 60 feet.
That's true. You could use it on him. Let me see if you can cast it more than once, though. You do have 3 spell slots, so you can cast Ice Knife again if you like.
Yay!
Okay, go for it. Roll to hit him.
My 20 said today?
Yep.
Wait, so it's going to be one of those dramatic, he runs away, but Christian just goes like...
16.
That is a hit.
Hit.
And then my 6-sided die?
The first one is your 10-sided die, and then your 6-sided die twice.
Okay, so that's probably going to kill him.
Maybe my 10-sided die first.
Yes.
And then I got a 4.
Okay.
At the end
so
of the
you hit him in the back as he's running away, and then it explodes and does 2d6 damage. How much is that total?
2d6?
Yeah, roll your... Oh, he made a saving throw, though, really well. So roll that twice.
I got a 4.
Okay. That is not enough to kill him. He is stumbling, though. He's hurt very badly. He gets over to the gate of the arena out by the street. And as soon as he gets out there, he starts shouting and waving his hands. They're over here! They're over here!
Gosh, dang it.
And you can hear out in the street a loud noise as you hear, I don't know, you can't tell exactly, but it is loud. There are a lot of goblins.
So are the guys dead?
The other ones by you, yes.
Okay. So what I do? So they're all coming. Yes. I pick up the guys to have... Okay. So, guys... We're going to head into an exit in the arena.
Okay,
so we go to this closet, open the door, shove you guys in it, put the bodies in, lock it, and tell you guys I'm going to go. I'll be back.
Okay.
Locking it?
Yes, sir.
So where do you take them in the arena?
My room.
Oh, like your dressing room?
Yeah.
Okay. So you take them in... You take him out of the training yard,
yeah,
into the building, down below the stands, and into your dressing room, and you lock them in there.
And tell him that I'll be back, stay put, and don't touch anything.
Okay. All right. We'll pick up again next time.
Bye, 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 little, little, boop, boop.
What's your plan then, Yarvin?
Huh?
What's Yarvin's plan?
My plan is to go and fight, maybe find Zavius and... Skylar and go fight the goblins.
All right. Sounds good. Okay, guys. Thanks for playing, and we'll see you again next time.
Yay! Bye!
Bye!
Beep boop boop. Bye. Bye.
We didn't record that.
We didn't record that.
I recorded that. Hey, thanks for sticking around. We had another great episode with the younger kids. This session was a lot of fun. I was especially happy and surprised that Christian was much more into it and seemed to be having a lot more fun than he did last time. But I think that's true about Christian in general. The more often he gets to do something, the more he actually seems to like it. So that's something to keep in mind about your kids. Each of them will have different enthusiasm levels as they jump into things. But it was really fun to see Christian just kind of dive into it and get into the storytelling, the decision-making in this episode. That was awesome. My second note is for me, actually, to remember that, and this is something that I've picked up on before, but I haven't really noted it. So here we go. Alex loves to do combat his own way. He's a fighter, and he's got a big old warhammer, but he's going to find his own creative fighting style and do whatever he wants to do. He loves to bull rush people and to pick them up and to throw them around and to use his horns and just to smash people with his fist too sometimes. And he's got his own little fight scene going on in his head. And I need to remember to help facilitate that in my planning to remember that he's not always going to do the most optimal attack. And you're going to have players like that too. Ones who are, even though they're playing a fighter, want to do something a little bit more creative. Ones who are playing a paladin but want to do something a little bit different. A wizard who wants to do something different too. Once you figure that out, make note of it and remember it in your planning sessions. I'm going to make sure that I take that into account as I plan things going forward as well, and give him an opportunity to help him develop and role play the fighting style that he wants to do, and make sure that he's having the most fun as possible. Anyway, those are my notes for today. I'm excited to bring you the next session, which the younger kids are going to get to play with Jack and Scott, which will be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that, and looking forward to seeing you all next episode. Until then, hit us up on Twitter at Dads and Dragons, or Instagram, same place, at Dads and Dragons, or send us an email to ryan@dadsanddragons.com. We'd love to hear from you. And just want to say thank you for listening.